Colin Bissett has an entirely new set of icons. They are icons of celebration. Well, and that's where he begins.
The town of Celebration must surely be an icon of celebration itself. It was created in 1994 by Walt Disney's real estate arm for 7,500 residents just outside Walt Disney World in Florida. Most of its houses follow a generic blueprint, with pastel-coloured clapboard, deep porches, quaint towers, and painted picket fences around leafy gardens, which hark back to an idealised mid-century past. Its civic buildings, however, are more inventive, thanks to the work of several leading architects. Philip Johnson designed the original town hall, mocking the traditional style with its portico of white columns by encaging the building in a veritable forest of white columns. There are 52. Robert Venturi and Denise Scott Brown provided a cheerful and chunky postmodern post office, although their bank building in pastel tones clearly evoked the 1950s. And Cesar Pelli created a cinema on steroids straight out of American Graffiti, with flamboyant towers and an over-the-top streamlined front. It's all kind of fun, and yet it's kind of spooky too, as most planned towns tend to be. The town is run as though it's a precious heritage precinct, with rules on what paint colours can be used and a total ban on billboards. Planned communities lack the grimy layers of normal towns, which was famously illustrated in the 1998 film The Truman Show, which used the real-life Florida town of Seaside as its perfectly unblemished backdrop. Certainly in Celebration, the people who bought into the town were overwhelmingly white and well-off. In Britain in the 1990s, and championed by the Prince of Wales, Leon Krier created the town of Poundbury from scratch, which has the appearance of an idealised English country town. And there's a long tradition of industrialists creating utopian towns close to their factories, ensuring the continuing obedience and performance of its workforce. Towns in Britain like Bourneville and the Lever Brothers' quaint and cottagey Port Sunlight, where no boisterous pub could get in the way of the social betterment provided by community halls and art galleries. In Europe, planned towns built for the working community of single factories, like Wolfsburg for the VW factory, were housed in more utilitarian apartment blocks and terraces. Can an instant town ever really work? Most utopias are planned as a reaction to the loss of human scale in contemporary architecture and to enforce a certain kind of thinking on its residents. They show a lack of trust in happenstance and the fact that people will be people. When Celebration had two murders in 2010, everyone knew its dream of social perfection was over. Who would leave their doors unlocked now? The point is that towns like Celebration can only maintain perfection so long as real people, with their usual problems and unplanned behaviours, don't live in them. And that, when you think about it, is something to celebrate, if not in Celebration itself.
Colin, a celebration made flesh. Colin Bissett, check out all his icons on the ABC Listen app or the Blueprint page on the RN website.